Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson.
Hi there, nice to meet you. My name is Roddy Deans.
Hi. And I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Okay.
The date is the 17th of August 2009. If you could please state your date of birth and where you're from.
My date of birth is the 17th of May 1979, and I'm from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Great. And how are you doing then?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Very well. Nice to be in London.
So, can I just briefly take you back to when you initially heard about the project?
I was sitting in one night in front of the television and saw in the news that Anthony Gormley was putting up this new project in London, and he was looking for volunteers to come and have an hour on the plinth. And I thought, well, what a fantastic idea, and if it's as easy as putting in an application on the internet, well, why not put in an application and see if I get lucky? So I put in my application and here we are today. Lucky.
And what was it that actually inspired you to get involved?
I thought it would be quite nice to bring a wee bit of Scotland down into London and to show the people of Trafalgar Square, you know what I mean? A wee bit of tartan, a wee bit of bagpipes, a wee bit of haggis, and perhaps even a wee bit of whiskey.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
Oh, I was ecstatic. Got a phone call through, and I thought I'd missed out on the whole thing because I'd heard that they'd filled all the places. But then I got a phone call and said, "Mr. Deans, you've been very lucky. You've been accepted onto the project." So I was delighted. Really good to be involved.
So could you just talk a little bit about what you're doing today?
Today I will be mainly playing the bagpipes on top of the plinth. I've also got simmering away in the pot at the moment a haggis, which I will be addressing later on, which is a poem by Robert Burns. So that'll add another little bit of spice to the hour's proceedings.
And is this something that you were always going to do on the plinth?
I think the ideas of, I'm a professional bagpipe player myself, and so this is what I do every day, so when I got given a place on the plinth, it's like, well, what else would you do on the plinth, you know?
So how did you get into bagpipe playing?
I've been playing since I was 6 years old. It was something I was at the Edinburgh Tattoo, which is up in front of Edinburgh Castle, and said to my mum, I really want to be a bagpipe player, mum, and she got in touch with the school and they got me in with lessons and stuff like that. And then, 24 years later, here we are.
And how is it normally received by other people? Do you know many other people who play the bagpipes, or are you kind of the only?
There's a lot of other people in Scotland who do play the bagpipes. It's our national instrument, but I go around, and as my job I play the bagpipe for all different types of functions all over the world, and generally 99% of the time it's received very well.
And can I just ask you a little bit about yourself, what you do, who you are, where you're from, where you were born?
Well, my name's Roddy Deans. I'm from Edinburgh, born and bred and educated. My sort of day-to-day profession is a bagpipe player. I also organise Scottish events for people, whether it be whisky tastings or ceilidh bands or pipe bands or hiring kilts, anything Scottish. That's what I specialise in. So I thought when coming to London, I should bring a bit of that Scottishness down here. And especially this year, because it's the year of homecoming, which is a big initiative to encourage people back into Scotland that have emigrated or who have roots and family from Scotland in the past. They're trying to convince them to come back to Scotland between the 25th of January and the 30th of November, which are two sort of very special dates in the Scottish calendar.
And do you think that the Scottish kind of heritage and culture is being well preserved?
I do, yes. I think that as well as the heritage being preserved, it keeps on adapting to, you know, the 21st century and with time.
Yeah. And what's your relationship with London like?
Fairly good, thank you. They all seem to like me down here so far, so yeah, it seems good. I come down here occasionally for some work. I have friends down here who've moved down to work. It's not somewhere I think I'll be living, but it's a lovely place.
And how do you think it compares up to Edinburgh?
Um, Yeah, it's a lovely place. It's obviously a lot bigger than Edinburgh is, and trying to get places is a lot harder. You know, you don't just jump in a taxi and 5 minutes later you arrive at where you're wanting to go. There's a lot of planning and thought that has to go into being in the right place at the right time. So, no, that's all good. But yeah, the people down in London seem nice enough.
And can I ask you a little bit about your other interests? Obviously, bagpiping takes up quite a lot of your time. But sport-wise, other musical instruments?
I play the whistle. I occasionally drunkenly sing a wee song. But sport-wise, I get all the exercise I need from playing my bagpipes. So I feel like I occasionally get out on my bike. But apart from that, yeah, bagpipe playing is very much my in my soul.
Can you talk me a little bit through how it works, how hard it is, how long did it take you to learn?
Oh, still learning. You never stop learning. Once you've finished learning, then you should hang up your pipes and pick up something else. It's a very difficult instrument to play physically. You're blowing four reeds at all times, so you've got about enough air in your bag for about 3 seconds worth of music. So it's really, really quite difficult, and it'll be interesting on top of the plane for an hour today. I'll be taking little breaks to give myself a breather, though.
And can I ask you a little about your Scottish heritage? Are you wearing your tartan today?
I'm wearing the Ramsay tartan today, which is not my family tartan. It's another tartan that I've adopted just because of my job. There was another chap who's in competition with me, if you like, who wears my tartan, so I leave him to wear my tartan, and I've got another one. So.
And are you quite interested in the arts?
Yeah, well, I'm a musician, so I suppose I have to embrace the arts every day when I go out and work. And yeah, I enjoy a lot of art and theatre and stuff as well. So it's been very good at the moment because being in August, we're in the middle of the Edinburgh Festival just now. So there's so many shows and comedians and street performers. So that's absolutely wonderful. And going on in Glasgow last week, there was a festival called Piping Live, which was a big bagpiping festival, with the culmination being the World Pipe Band Championships through in Glasgow, which was hugely attended.
And what did I just ask you?
About if I enjoy the arts.
This project, have you been following it since the beginning?
I've been clicking on when I can to wee look at what other people are doing on the plinth and to see whether what I'm going to do might fit in, or whether it's, you know, just to see what other people are doing and how it's been received, and to see how people get heard and how they're putting their ideas across. So yes, I have been following it, yes. It's an interesting project.
And what do you think the project has brought to the UK?
I think it has brought a lot of people into thinking about the arts and trying to get involved with the project, and if the people that have been lucky are very lucky to be involved and they can go and show their art or show their idea or just be themselves on top of the plinth, and the people that haven't can go on and support them and be online and see it all online because you can watch it from your desk. So this is a very easy way of embracing the arts, I think, even when you're working.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Should be okay.
And have you brought anybody with you in particular today?
Yeah, I've got a few friends, mostly London-based friends. The Edinburgh friends had to go to work today, so they'll be watching over the internet, I think.
And ultimately, what are you wanting to get out of this experience?
Ultimately, I thought it'd be a very nice thing to come and do, to play in Trafalgar Square. I play in a lot of very interesting places round and about the world, so I thought Trafalgar Square on top of a plinth would be another one to add to the list. I've played in Russia, I've played in the Maldives, I've played in America, in Canada, and Australia. So I thought London on top of a plinth in Trafalgar Square, well, why not?
And are you part of, how does it work? Are you part of a kind of a group?
I have a Ceilidh band, yes, the real-time Ceilidh band. And so we go out and play for functions and for Ceilidhs and for Ceilidh dancing. I used to play with pipe bands, but when I went to university, I moved more into doing jobs with Ceilidh bands rather than pipe bands.
Okay. And do you mind me asking what you studied at university?
Business.
Okay. And are you quite happy going down this route?
Yep.
just playing bagpipe? Is that so? That's
what I have a business as well, which employs people to go out and do many, many different Scottish things. So it's just not just myself playing the bagpipes. We put out lots of different Scottish entertainment into 5-star hotels, into cruise ships, into castles, all across Scotland. So yeah, that's the part of it that keeps my business brain ticking. But my passion, the bagpipes, so I thought that's what I'd bring here today.
And where is your favourite place that you've been out to?
So many amazing places. Just I used to work on cruise ships, playing ships in and out of harbour. A wee Scottish cruise ship, and so worked on that for 3 years when I left university. And so pretty much I've been all over the world. There's so many great places that I don't think I could narrow down one. I addressed a haggis, as I'm going to do tonight, on a private beach in the Maldives for Burns Night 4 years ago, and I piped the haggis out of the sea and with the sand in between my toes, and that was a fairly fantastic experience.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your hour? Great. Well, thank you.